You know summer's come when melons begin to arrive at the grocery store. Spotting them in the produce section like a display of prehistoric beach balls. You lay a hand on the rough netting of a cantaloupe. Admire a watermelon's mottled patina. At first it's early in the season, and you know they won't be at their peak of juicy sweetness. But it's been so long, so many winter months endured, that you buy one, just one, in anticipation. My love affair with melons began like most people, in childhood, with watermelon. I would visit my grandparents every summer. In the week I was there, we'd work our way through a giant watermelon, our evening ritual, slicing off a portion after dinner. Then Grandma would rubber band a piece of saran wrap to it, and Grandpa would heft it back to the space they'd cleared in the fridge. My grandmother was a very elegant lady, even about this, and she always laid her slice on a plate and ate it with a fork and knife, scraping out the black seeds with a utensil, never her fingers. When I was very young, she prepped mine into cleaned-up bite sizes. Later, she let me eat it in triangles after she had poked out most of the seeds. My grandfather liked to lightly salt his slice, which I thought was gross until I got older and tried it and realized that instead of making it salty, it actually brought out the sweetness by offering a contrast to it. Then sometimes I salted mine too. Back then, I hated cantaloupe. Its flavor had strange notes that felt too complicated for my tongue. Better to stick to the simplicity of watermelon, sweet and red. Eventually, I grew to adore cantaloupe. My matured taste buds welcomed the exotic coral flesh. I learned that cantaloupe is more closely related to a cucumber than a watermelon. It belongs to the genus called muskmelon, distinguished by seeds clumped in the middle versus distributed throughout its flesh. This makes muskmelon simpler to eat. Scoop the seeds out and enjoy in big smiles. If you search the world over, you can find the most amazing varieties with colorful monikers like horned melon, tiger melon, the canary, the ubari king, the netted gem, and the toad skin, also known as the Santa Claus melon. The first melon of the summer may not be as sweet as you prefer, but it hints at what's to come. As summer ripens, the melons swell, and for several weeks I slice them at their equators and eat them straight from the naturally occurring bowl with a spoon. You know the best days have arrived when you don't stop at half a melon. Transfer the contents of an entire melon right into your belly. And that's when you know summer has peaked, when the only thing more swollen than the melons are our guts with those same melons.